So tonight we're learning a little more of the Hilchos Chanukah tonight. I want to do Siman Tov Reish Pei Dalet. We're going to be learning Siv Beis and Siv Gimel, Mitzshem. With this we will have completed the Halachos of Chanukah, and we will then, Mitzshem, tomorrow, tomorrow Mitzshem, we're going to proceed with Hilchos Chol HaMoed. The booklets are...
With the Tshuva.
With the Tshuva, that's right, yes. Tomorrow we're going to be starting Hilchos Chol HaMoed, which is in the booklets which are to be found in the back of this Beis Medrash. I believe it's number, which number is it? Booklet number? 15, is it? 16, something like that. They are to be found in the back of this Medrash. Please feel free to grab one free of charge. This is starting tomorrow.
Or 16.
So it must be the last one, it's probably 16. There's 16. Is there 16 there?
There is 16.
So it must be 16.
Oh, that's
right. Okay.
Do you know something or not?
Good. Okay. So, Rabbi, I'd like to start with a Chassam Sofer, which we didn't mention yesterday. We spoke about Hallel, the obligation to say Hallel on Chanukah. And there is a fascinating Chassam Sofer who builds his suggest the thought based on a Gemara. The Gemara says there is with regards to Yetzirah. Excuse me, I don't know where it is, but can you mute yourself because it's just hard for me to. Is it? Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah,
it's muted. It's all fine. It's fine. Is the Chassam Sofer says with regards to Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach, we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says that there's an obligation to recite Hallel on Pesach, because because we were redeemed, Gemara makes the Kalva Choyma, we were redeemed, and therefore there's an obligation, which seems to be a Torah obligation, to recite Hallel on Pesach. So the Chassam Sofer suggests, if there is an obligation to recite Hallel, if you are physically saved from danger, then surely there should be that very obligation also to recite Hallel on Chanukah. And just like over there, it appears that it's a Torah obligation, surely it should be the same Torah level obligation also with regards to Chanukah. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer suggests that it could be that the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah is Midrabbanon. However, the obligation to recite Hallel could even be on a Torah level. Isn't that interesting? So it could be the Chiyuv to say Hallel, according to Chassam Sofer. The makor for that would be the Gemara says I'll quote you the lotion of the Gemara. Chassam Sofer in the
way.
Exactly, exactly. Hallel on Nes. That's it.
That's
yeah. So according to Chassam Sofer, it is.
Because it goes into the
tefillah
category, does it?
Just the category of Hallel. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nes is a deraisa. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nes that happened.
That's Yachid
Kasim Sofer, or is that a common? Absolutely, very much so. Okay. Save base. Be'es Shabbos Shabbos Chanukah. On Shabbos Chanukah, we tzin shnei sefarim, we take out two sefarim. Okay, be'echot kore be'pasha shavua. On the first one, we read Pasha Shavua, which normally is Miketz. This year, however, it isn't. It is very rare. It's very rare that Shabbos Chanukah is not Miketz.
When was the last time?
I don't know. I always know that Shabbos Chanukah is Miketz.
And
I don't think it has anything. No, it's not. I don't know what it is. I don't know what. I don't know.
Well, what happens so based behind?
I don't
gets
know.
Late,
it gets very late.
And now it's going to go back to go back. Next year, the Rosh Hashanah is like August or something.
Really?
It's early August or something.
Right. Yeah. Another interesting fact is that since 25th December is a Friday and it's the 10th of
Tavis. October Tavis, yeah.
It's not happened since the 1500s.
Really? Which combination? No, Friday being
a.
Are the three things together?
It's a Friday.
Friday happens every now and then. Friday Asoba Tevis happens.
And the 25th of December.
Oh, I see. That combination, really.
It's
very interesting. Okay. Yeah. It's very interesting.
Brexit, Leicester, Trump. It's a deeper meaning.
Yeah.
What's the deeper meaning? There isn't one.
You didn't have to choose.
Why did you want to fast? Okay, interesting. Okay, Friday Asar B'Teves occurs every now and then. It's rare, but I remember Asar B'Teves being on Friday. It's quite a while ago. Does anybody know?
25 years.
I remember. It can't be such an.
27 years ago.
Well, the last time.
That's what he says. I thought it was nearer than that.
Yeah, definitely.
The last time I saw Tavis was Friday, it was 27 years.
I remember, I don't know, I remember it, I'm surprised it's such a long time ago, but...
I don't remember, definitely it's 27 years ago, but since then I don't know.
So what were they doing then? You must be thinking of Tavis Esther or something.
Pardon?
Tavis Esther you're thinking about.
I doubt it. Yeah, it wouldn't be on a Friday. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, this is Lemaisa, it's very... Okay. Lemaisa, this is also rare, what the Shulchan Aruch says over here, that normally we find Shabbos Chanukah being miketz, this year it isn't, which is quite a rare phenomenon. Okay, now the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, Motzin Shnei Sforim, we take two Sforim out, Perchot Kei Pesach Shavua, the first one you read Pas Shavua, Vesheni Kei Shul Chanukah, and the second Sefer you read Shul Chanukah. Umafti Roni V'Simcha, and Milein Roni V'Simcha. Note, the after Roni V'Simcha we have a few times during the year. It's also, if I believe, one of the Shevet and Chemta, and once again, I think maybe perhaps one more time. I think we see on Eitzik, and after which say a couple of times during the year, perhaps even three times, maybe. The reason why we say Roni V'Simcha says in Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot Zayin, Al Shem Roisi, I've seen Vehine and behold Menorah Zov Kula. He'd mentioned that the Menorah Zov, the golden Menorah, is mentioned there, and that is why we lay in Haftor of Roni V'Simcha. Vim Cholubo Shtei Shabbos. If there is a Chanukah which has two Shabbosois, Mafti b'shniyon. The first one we do only b'simcha, and the second after is b'melachim b'neiris the shloime in sefer melachim aleph, where it discusses the neiris of shloime, which is melachim towards the beginning of melachim aleph. Ve'neim chol chasne b'shabbosu. If there's a chasne in this on this Shabbos Chanukah, maftirim b'shul Chanukah, we still relate to after shul Chanukah. This, of course, is referring to the fact that for many centuries, when there was a chasne, a Shabbos Shavuachas, in a particular keila, then in that shul, in that community, you would lay a special designated haftorah, which is the Shabbos Shavuachas haftorah. This is history. This doesn't happen anymore nowadays. But there was such a Shabbos. So the Shulchan Ramah is telling us that even if the Shabbos Chanukah is, even if Shabbos Chanukah is the Shabbos Shavuachas, you will not read the Shabbos Shavuachas haftorah. You will read the haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah, which overrides the Shavuachas haftorah. Sif Gimel continues and teaches us as follows. Im chol rosh chodesh tevis b'Shabbos motzin shlosh esforim. Very rare that three sifrei Torah are taken out. When else does three sifrei Torah being taken out? If Shabbos, yeah. That's right. Otherwise, pardon?
Four parshas with Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, that's right. Shabbos Chodesh, yeah. So, but if Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Teves, Chanukah, you will take out three Sifat Torah on Shabbos. For Korin Shish, Shabbos, Parshavua, you do six of Parshavua, six aliyahs. For Sheni Korin Echot, in the second sefer, you're going to read one aliyah, Peshal Shchodesh, Maschin in B'yom HaShabbos, you start B'yom HaShabbos, V'shlish Shikir Maftir B'shal Chanukah. Finally, the third sefer Torah is Maftir of Chanukah. So again, first is Pas Shavua, then comes Shchodesh, and then comes Chanukah. Based on the fact, of course, of Torah V'shen, Torah V'shen, V'shen, Maftir Roni V'Simchi, and the after is going to be Roni V'Simchi. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. If Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls on weekday, such as when?
This morning.
So what happens then? Motzin Shnei Sforim, you take two Sifrei Torah out. V'Korin Be'echot B'Shloisha B'Shel Rosh Chodesh. On the first Sefer Torah, you read three aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh. V'Sheni Korin Be'echot Shel Chanukah. And the second Sefer is Shel Chanukah. Yeah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. You take two Sifrei Torah out on a regular weekday, quite rare as well. Two Sforim on a weekday.
Can that ever happen?
Besides
this morning?
I'm trying to think. On a random weekday, two Sforim? No, I don't think so. Don't know. Don't think so? ואם תור אחזן וכל רביעי בשלוש חודש, if you make a mistake, אם לא יציז שני ספורים, אין צורך לקרוס יויסה. If there is a mistake, and חזן כל רביעי בשלוש חודש, you carry it on רביעי בשלוש חודש, so אם לא יציז ספר שני, if you didn't take out the second ספר, אין צורך לקרוס יויסה, you don't continue, just stop there. אבל אם הוא יציז ספר שני, but if you did take out the second ספר, and in fact he did continue בשלוש חודש עלינים, so משום פוגמוי, because of the פקם, because of the reputation, צורך לקרוס חמישי בשל חנקה, you have got to make a fifth aliyah of חנקה. So רבי ישראל, this was a bit of a mishap. You did four aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh without having taken into consideration the fact that it's Hanukkah. So what are you meant to do now? You're not really meant to do more than four aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh, but you haven't done the Hanukkah reading yet. What are you meant to do? So if you didn't take the Hanukkah Sefer Torah out, fine, you stop over there and you carry on the davening as normal. And you will not lay in Hanukkah leaning. However, if the second Sefer Torah was taken out, what, you can't ignore that Sefer Torah. You're going to ruin that Sefer Torah's reputation by having it on the bima and not learning from it, because it will appear as what? What's going to be the reputation of Sefer Torah? It's going to be that, you know,
Puzzle.
Yeah, that Sefer Torah. Yeah, that's
Marisa.
Kind of, yeah. It's actually a bit deeper than Marisa, and it's Pogmoy. It's not.
Zilzul.
Yeah. Zilzul, Pekam. So therefore, what you're going to do is you're going to do something exceptional, which really in principle is forbidden, and you're going to do a fifth aliyah on a regular, on a week. You're going to do a fifth aliyah instead of being poigim that sefer Torah, and you're going to read a fifth leaning, a fifth aliyah with a second sefer, which of course teaches us what, how careful you've got to be. If that's true with regards to sefer Torah, kal v'chomer b'em neshel kal v'chomer when it comes to offending humans, yeah, you've got to be extremely and exceptionally careful not to hurt people's feelings. That's what we see over here. So the Gemara continues. From Tov Yitzchalikos B'shul Chanukah Tzorich Lahafsik Likos B'shul Chodesh From Tzorich Lavor Kiyazosh Chodesh. And come on, I want to point out over here what happens if you the Mishnah does not address that question, but it's worthwhile mentioning what happens if you do the wrong leaning. Excuse me. What happens if you do the wrong Haftarah? This happened in a local shul not such a long time ago. If they did on Chanukah the wrong Haftarah, what happens then? Do you remember?
Yeah,
it happens sometimes that the wrong Haftarah is being... Wrong Haftarah. Say on Chanukah, as an example, we're going to extend it to other places as well soon, but say on Chanukah, they leaned the regular Haftarah this week. Let's say what was this week? Vayeshev, not realizing I'm going to do Chanukah Haftarah. You know, what happens then? Yoytzer, not Yoytzer. What are you meant to do? Pardon?
Okay.
You keep going. Yakum Pokum in Shemaya. What would you say? Everybody agrees to that? If you chose. She's saying it's the Abonon, so you could be Mekel. Okay, so the poets can make a distinction. I've also had a chuv about this. Makes the distinction, where exactly are you up to? Where are you up to? If you're up to, if you haven't done the brachas yet, the final brachas yet of the Haftarahs, you should go for it now. Do the correct Haftarah now. If you haven't actually done the brachas of the Haftarah at the end, you should do it the leaning now. You should add it and do that leaning as well. To be it's that chiyuv as well. If you have, however, indeed, if you have completed the brachas already after the Haftarah, then in such an instance, then you should take and move on. You should move on. He does suggest, though, I don't know exactly what you think about it. I wasn't does suggest that you should at some stage later on hear the Haftarah without brachas. I don't know about that concept. To me, it sounds like a unique concept. We don't know what he did. I wasn't said you should take the Haftarah and hear it without brachas, because at the end of the day, it's the Haftarah of the day.
As a community or by yourself?
No, he says as a community. Well, we don't normally do Haftarah with klaf anyway, generally speaking. So, I suppose it's the answer is that klaf, even if you have one. So he says, Lemaisa, I would assume that the minig is that if, I don't know, I've never seen anybody, if you pass the brachas, hard to say you have an obligation to listen to the Haftarah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, one more final point in the Mishnah over here. Mishnah discusses the question. We don't do this over here, in but it is. But in some killers, it's very common to add extra aliyahs. Which shuls do extra aliyahs? Yeah, I think you can. Yeah, I think so. It's a good revenue for shuls sometimes. You got to add aliyahs. So now you want to add on a Shabbos Chanukah or Shchodesh Chanukah. Shabbos or Shchodesh Chanukah, you want to add extra aliyahs. So again, what we have said so far, you do six aliyahs of the Pasha Shavuah, you add an aliyah of Shchodesh and you add an aliyah of Chanukah. Would you be able to add extra aliyahs? And if yes, where would you add those aliyahs?
Is it only on Shabbos you can do Achron? Because otherwise it leads to confusion, because each like a Yom Tov has to have six.
So what would you do in such a case?
On a
Shabbos or Shchodesh Chanukah, would you be able to do a Sofas?
Because on Shabbos you're allowed to do Achron.
Yeah.
Is it established
minhag? Well, I can't say it's established. Yeah, I suppose you can say, yeah, woman is established. Those kehilas, it's established minhag.
But if you've got a yacht site and you've got two
yachts. Let's say you've got chiyuvim, yeah? Good example, yeah? You've got to have a Mishnah Berurah says, the point is, and this is a really important point, Mishnah Berurah here, the Bein Kulam Leif Chayis Meshiva. Now, all together, you should not have less than seven aliyahs. But yes, you can. You can add. The point is, you shouldn't have less. Kshigom Parashat Shavuah, when you've completed the laning of the Parashat Shavuah, Manichin HaSefer Torah Hasheni, you place the second Sefer on the Bima, the Ein Omrim Kaddish, and you do not recite Kaddish. So you do hakber, glida on the first sefer, push in hashniyah v'kareban. You go for the second sefer Torah and you learn from it. And when kaddish al shniyah manichin al shlishi etzlo. And when you say kaddish on the second sefer Torah, you're going to put the third one there. Okay, Habosha, this is the halachas of Hilchos Chanukah. Just to finish off with an interesting thought. That I heard years ago, I think it's an important something to think about. I heard this again from my Meir Rebbe Rebbevom Tzvi Halevi Shmulevitz. He once asked me the following question. He asked me as follows: we know that the idea of the menorah. Why do we like menorahs? What's the idea? The concept behind it? What is it? Pirsum HaNes. Do public the publication and the. Publicity of the Nes of the miracle. Okay, so we understand this very much. It's rooted and based on the halacha. Therefore, that what we light outside Pesach Habayis, Pesach Hachotzei, it makes tremendous sense to do Pirsum HaNes. The Rama, however, says because of Sakona, we have changed this a little bit. And where do we do the? When it's a place of Sakona, where do we light? Says the Rama, we light inside. So I know we do the Prima Golden, we light by the window, I know, but I'm saying that in principle, you could just light it in the house. So the question is as follows. So what kind of Pirsum HaNes are we actually achieving? Now, I know that, of course, there's a Bnei HaBayis and all that, but it sounds like a strange idea of doing Pirsum HaNes in the house. Pirsum HaNes, surely, is the publication, the publicity, the announcement, the general universal publicity of the Nes. That makes sense externally, but in the house, what kind of Pirsum HaNes is that? What level of Pirsum HaNes is that? I think the question is a good question. What's the answer? How can Chachomim, the question should probably be phrased as follows, how can Chachomim change the mitzvah to such an extreme, radical change to put the menorah in the house and you're still doing Pirsum HaNes. Perhaps they could have said, you know, it's sakonas, you're an oynes, you can't do it, finished. Too bad, you can't do the mitzvah. But they've said, no, you can do the Pirsum HaNes in your house. What kind of business is this? What kind of business is this?
At least you're being personal and nice to yourself.
Well, to yourself. Interesting. You're saying there's a personal nice to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't, it's better than nothing, right?
You're saying that's better than nothing. Well, perhaps I'm saying, what would you say if you don't have matzahs, right? Are you going to have, instead of chametz, you just have kidneys because you can't, you're second best? It doesn't really make sense, right? I mean, if you can't do the mitzvah, if the central point of the mitzvah is pirsa manes, so if you cannot achieve pirsa manes, so don't do it, you're an onus, you can't do it. Tough luck. But we're not saying that. We're saying doing it in the house. Well, how can that be? So I remember Rebom Shmulevitz told me a pshat. He told me something, and I may have misquoted it because I heard this probably over 20 years ago. So, but what I think he said was as follows: I don't think he understood it then like that, but I think now I understand it like that. That the pirsum anais, there's little point being pirsum anais if you're not rich in it yourself, if you're not saturated. Is that the word? If you're not full of it, you can only publicize something if you're convinced in it, if you believe in it. Yes, this was a massive nace. Kadosh Baruch was really, this was a massive thing. And I'm full of it. And I want to thank Kadosh Baruch for that nace then. Just like I want to thank Kadosh Baruch for my own privateness and personal experience. I want to thank Kadosh Baruch. And once I've experienced this myself, I'm full of this, then I can publicize to others. It makes little sense to publicize something you're not convinced in yourself. Apparently, in the marketing world, you're only successful, good marketing firms, only, has anybody done any marketing? A good marketing firm is only going to take a job if he feels confident this is a really good product. Is that true? You're not going to be, because they know they're only going to be successful if they can really sell the product, as it were, well. You can only do a good marketing, if you're really confident this is a really good product. So this is the same idea here. You've got to be convinced in it yourself before you approach and you mafasten the nace to others. Consequently, the starting point always going to be the work you do yourself in your house, in your home, in your heart. And therefore, the pirsum anais either way starts in your house and then afterwards it spreads out to others externally. So again, the question was, how could chomim alter the mitzvah to such an extent, radical change, that you do the pirsum anais inside the house? The answer is there wasn't an intrinsic change because there was anyway the starting point, even according to the, even in the previous generation where you could do the pirsum anais externally as well. This is perhaps a thought to consider. Okay, I wish you a very good evening and a good Hanukkah.